KTBK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This is Brittany, and today's her birthday. Well, happy birthday, Brittany. How do you want to celebrate? Do you want me to sing your birthday song?
Now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
North Texas Nissan and Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. Great deals on interleague play. Where's it? Interleague play. Intra? Inter.
Inter.
I'm going interleague
interstate.
Play. Yeah.
It's from Texas to Louisiana.
Good point. The Golden Boot Series.
Good point.
Or the Silver Boot Series. Is
Silver Boot, sir.
Now that's intra.
Interstate.
State play.
Because it's within.
It's very good. All right, so we got a little Why Today Doesn't Suck. By the way, if you need great deals on those tickets or Kiss and Poison, 214-696-8001. That's Texas Tickets, 214-696-8001. Now, a very dicey effort here for Why Today Doesn't Suck. Is the hard line there?
I think Greg is walking up as we speak. He might be putting on the
Greg
headphones right now.
Greg is walking
right
to
now,
the booth right now.
Okay. Oh, I think, is it? I think I hear... Greg?
Hammer?
Hammer? Well, somebody got turned on.
Is it hammer time?
And somebody was turned off.
Must be the engineer.
Let's go forward.
Is it hammer time? All right, well, we are really winging it now because Mike and Greg are both in traffic.
Oh, dear.
Dan, of course, is gone. So that brings us to... I believe, kind of like if the president, vice president, speaker of the house, like we've made it down to the secretary of agriculture.
So Randy with the leather vest is going to do Why Today.
So here's Randy with the leather vest to offer you a little Why Today. It's like, let's see what we got here. All right, well, alert us when the hard line gets there. Either one of them. We need to know. Birthdays today on June 11th.
No, oh, Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie Stewart, 65.
Jackie.
Do you remember that guy as a kid?
I just remember he was really popular.
He was really popular, and everybody imitated his voice. And he was always yelling...
Would you like to try?
...into the microphone over the motors.
Go ahead.
Listen, Jackie Stewart on the Indy 500!
A little Scottish, don't you think?
Yeah, that sounds like
that's what he is.
The dad for So I Married an Axe Murderer.
He's Scottish.
All right.
We did an interview on Ticket Sports Saturday with Dario Franchitti, and that's his idol. Jackie Stewart was his idol. Oh, Franchitti, you know who he's married to, don't you?
No.
It's Mr. Ashley Judd.
Oh, really?
Yes. And Franchitti is Scottish. He's Italian heritage, but he's Scottish.
Very nice.
It's not Scottish, it's crap.
It's crap.
That's crap.
All right, now we're going to shift awkwardly back to today in history on June 11th, if you don't mind.
All right.
Let's see, in 1184, Greeks finally captured Troy.
And boy, did they make him pay.
You know what, Bob, I bet you feel the same way because you're a history guy.
Uh-huh.
Don't you feel some level of responsibility to go back and read that time in history to refamiliarize yourself with that?
I don't know if I'd use the prefix re-familiarize myself with the events of the 1100s.
Familiarize yourself with that time in history?
That might be more... Yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I'm really... you know what I'm into right now, though, that I've never been into before? And I think it's all to give me more shtick to goof on Aubrey.
Civil War.
Yeah, I'm actually now into the Civil War for a little while. I used to detest it because there were so many Civil War buffs. You would go to Barnes & Noble or you'd go to any bookstore or any documentary channel and you'd just be pounded with Civil War this, Civil War that. And
did you not get into it, though, when you lived in Lynchburg? Because you were literally within, what, an hour of Appomattox and a lot of battlefields?
Oh, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, I believe...
Wasn't it state legislature that you had to wear mutton chops?
I believe in an effort to be a nonconformist, I always took a shine to the American Revolution, which I also find insulting. that if you do go, pardon me, if you do go to these bookstores, you'll find between 2 and 4 books about the American Revolution and between 2 and 4 aisles on the Civil War. And, you know, I mean, one was the birth of our country.
Right.
Isn't that a little more significant?
But, freeing slaves?
Yeah, well, yeah, I think the birth of our country probably.
Well,
is.
We don't have slaves or slavery if we don't have a country, though.
Country.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg thing there, right?
That's true.
Or maybe it's not at all. Well, anyway, for some reason now I am drawn to the Civil War movie. I'm watching Gods and Generals right now.
Are you and Sally doing reenactments in the backyard?
Yeah, Jeff Daniels is in it, and it's a 3-hour and 40-minute movie. So I'm watching it 20 minutes at a time.
Of Gods and Generals you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so slow.
It takes a little while.
It's tough. The first
Robert
one is
Duvall
much
is Robert E. Lee.
Well, Gettysburg is
well,
much
I believe,
better.
Isn't this a prequel to Gettysburg, though?
Yes, it is.
So it's
this
the
is
second
when,
one, but it's before it.
This is when Stonewall Jackson gets killed and all. Oh, okay, I give it away.
Dude!
I gave it away.
Yeah,
sorry.
Darn it.
Damn. Dang it. Who do we got? Ryan's?
No.
Hi, Corby.
Where are they?
I don't know.
They're probably going the same place you're going.
Yeah, I know, but they left, like, seriously, a half hour before
hey,
I did.
They're tied up in traffic, dude. Listen,
I'm,
man.
I'm here already. I mean, I'm, like, walking.
So, you know what they're doing, most likely? They're probably down in the clubhouse. They don't get to go out there very often. They have to take advantage of this time. When
maybe
they
they're running the
sit
bases.
Sit down with some guys. Maybe they're greasing the skids for some good interviews. Maybe they're hobnobbing with Buck. Maybe they're burying the hatchet. Who knows? Asking him how his back is.
They are kissing ass. There is a 100% chance right now that they are kissing someone's ass in the Range Rocks.
How's the small of your back?
You know what they're probably doing? They're probably walking around dizzy because all the blood went to their baseball weenie.
Maybe,
is that blood?
Or maybe they can't find the ballpark since they turned their back on Diamond Talk.
That might be it. McGrego hasn't.
Maybe they
no,
forgot
Ryder
where
hasn't
it went.
Either. They both appeared this year. I don't believe you've appeared on Diamond Talk this
don't,
year yet,
don't
Bob.
Take up for them.
Well, they've appeared.
All right, in 1944, 15 U.S. aircraft carriers attack Japanese bases on Marianas.
I'd like a little more emphasis there, please.
The Japanese, they were a funny bunch.
How so?
Like a clown?
Yeah, they were hilarious. Funny like a clown. They're also small, you know, and impish.
Mm-hmm.
But don't take offense to that.
Terrible driver.
But no offense to you.
Was that the battle that Bugs Bunny fought the Japanese?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny did wage war with the Japanese at one point.
No disrespect.
No. No disrespect.
But.
Let's see. In 2001, Timothy McVeigh was executed by lethal injection at a federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Oh, come on, Tom. That's not funny.
The 1995 bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City that killed 168. So today was the day. It all ended for him. Let's see, in 1964, Queen Elizabeth orders the Beatles to her birthday party, and they attend.
Orders?
That's what it says.
You will attend! You will bring us in.
Thank God Coach Stoops restored order to that state.
And no wire hangers! I'd like to request eruption, if I could.
All right, so now that's the news. Now what? Birthdays?
Yeah,
so back, I got a birthday.
So back to Jackie Stewart now. How's this going, Corby?
Who is this?
Buck, I love you.
Where's the hard line? They're not
so
sitting
handsome.
There?
Your hair's so pretty.
Gary,
I don't know where they are.
Gary Fensick is 50.
There.
Huh?
Joe Montana, 48.
Oh.
Out of the state.
Scott Mellenby is 38.
Blues.
Little Pink Houses.
Who's he play for now?
John Cougar Mellencamp.
Scott Mellenby.
Not Scott Mellenby.
Gosh, that was so out there. It's funny, actually. All right, now I'm going to butcher celebrity names that I don't recognize.
Oh, call me. Aminu's.
Adrian Barbeau?
Yes.
59.
I just saw
Swamp Thing.
I just hot, saw. Yeah.
Hot.
I
come
just
on
saw
now. Come
Escape
on.
From New York last
Get
night.
Run.
Oh. Greatness.
I know, man. She looked good there, but she's hidden. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I guarantee you she still looks hot. She had the best rack of anybody in the 80s.
Didn't she?
God, it was unbelievable. Were those real?
Yeah, they were real.
And spectacular.
I think it really matters.
I saw that the other night, too.
That hair, though, man, that fro.
Yeah, I know. It was like Rhea Perlman with nice jugs.
Yeah, it's like the 70s disco fro. I can't dig on that.
Frank Beard, 55.
Who?
Frank Beard.
ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
Grego!
Grego! Grego! Grego!
Where have you been?
Just about to kill every single motorist on 360.
Oh, why were you on 360?
Because 30 was so backed up.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, it was to me.
I didn't hit one inch of traffic.
Well, boy, I hit...
Richard throws girlfriend off.
Believe me, I hit enough of them for both of us.
Hey, hey.
But I'm here now. Here I am.
Attaboy.
So, sorry I'm late, but I'm here.
So are you
Where'd
doing...
You park?
That's another story. I had to park, I think, over by the Shockwave.
So are you doing anything to commemorate the 55th birthday of Frank Beard?
Yeah, I'm wearing a fake beard.
And a pearl necklace?
Well, wasn't...
No, line four guy not wearing a pearl necklace.
Oh, sorry.
Now, wasn't he the one without the beard, ironically?
He's the one without the beard. He's the very normal-looking drummer.
Nice. Should we get ready for this tomorrow night, Grego?
What?
Should the Time Wasters
bring a pearl necklace for you?
Get familiar with ZZ Top's catalog, just in case?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
No, not at all.
I'm going to give Grego the best pearl necklace he's ever gotten tomorrow night.
Thank you, Corby. Oh, I appreciate
nice.
You doing that for me.
Nice of you.
Christina Crawford is 65.
From Chilliwack.
Didn't she need to give her mother a little bit more respect?
I would, but I'm presenting today, so...
Come on.
Hand it to me real quick. Come on.
Well, all she says is, because I am not one of your fans!
Wow, the raw emotion.
With venom.
Give me the respect that I'm entitled to! Why can't you treat me? I would be treated by any stranger on the streets because I am not one of your fans.
God, what overacting!
Is it?
Don't you dare, Corby.
She got beat with wire hangers, man.
Yeah, she's an actress, though.
Did
I guarantee
get
you.
Mad at your
like,
mom?
I guarantee you, if we had a tape from when that really happened, it would be like, well, you know, I'm not one of your fans. Not.
I think Ryan's is here.
He is.
Nobody can.
And it would have been. Hey, why don't you give me the respect that I deserve? Oh, because I'm not one of your fans. Not all that over dramatic.
Let's see. Pookie Hudson is 70.
So, where's your car, Grego?
Pardon me?
I just saw your car. How'd you get in there? Did you pop a curb?
No, I went all the way around.
Son of a bitch.
John Lawton, 58. Anyone?
I have no idea.
Don't know John Lawton.
I am told Uriah Heep.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
What about Glenn Leonard? Did that do anything for you? 57?
Love and Spoonful.
No.
The Turtles.
Temptations? Can't you guys name the Temptations?
No.
Not in your wheelhouse?
There were quite a few that went through there.
You guys know the Temptations?
It's Commodores.
Oh.
Smiling Jay McDowell is 35.
Oh. New daddy.
Hey. Hey,
hey.
You ever play any Smiling Jay McDowell at Country Gold there, Dave?
Hey.
Nope.
Right. Maybe he's nobody, but because of his name.
He's smiling.
Miguel, Country Gold. Hey.
Corby, you idiot. Turn your radio down.
Oh, I just wanted to hear some stuff.
All right, I think we're now ready to proceed to Dead on This Day, Still Dead.
Hey, let me do a P1 birthday, okay?
Got
a birthday.
Okay.
Chris Bynes, his wife, Catherine, wanted me to wish him a happy birthday. He turns 40 years old today.
Oh.
40 years old, so happy birthday, Chris.
Well, there'll be more pearl necklace.
You got more.
You certainly don't deserve that hot wife of yours, that's for
Whoa,
sure.
Whoa, hey.
Well, he doesn't.
Who is his wife?
Very hot woman.
I'm sorry, we got a couple more guys, if you don't mind. 52 is Donnie Van Zant. And Gene Wilder is 69.
Greatness.
Is
underrated, subtle genius of comedy.
Okay, back off just a little bit.
No, he is. There's no question.
So,
genius, though?
Genius. Absolute genius.
All right, Justin and Lubbock.
What?
Justin and Lubbock.
Genius.
Would also...
He loves work boots.
Let's see if I can decode this. I know you all get positively beaten down for requests for Y2 Days and Suck. However, I will be forever indebted to you if you could have mentioned the following. Up until recently, I was supposed to get married on Saturday, June 12th, at the ripe age of 23. But by the grace of the good Lord, however, I will still be a free man come Saturday. Remaining a single dude is why tomorrow won't suck. So there you go, Justin.
Hold on.
So he backed out of it.
Your marriage is called off and you don't give us an explanation? That doesn't deserve to go on the air. Say that the bitch cheated on you or something, at least.
Whoa.
Come on.
Whoa.
Dude. Wow. Hey, he's right.
There's
a
story there.
Whoa. He's right. There's no reason for that to be mentioned if we're not going to get the whole story.
Exactly. And this guy's from the Llano Estacado? That's crap.
Hey, Ron, have you noticed the on-deck circle down there on the ballpark?
Yes, I have.
Spider-Man. Spider webs.
All right, so now we go to Born on This Day, Now Dead.
Now we go to Spares.
Oh, we go to Spares now?
I got a birthday.
Let me ask you guys a question real quick.
What?
In this media parking, looks like I'm in the maintenance bin. Is that correct?
That's right. You're in the right place.
Just park.
Where do I park? There's all like all these...
The maintenance trucks. Bin.
Reserve suite delivery. What the hell?
What?
Ooh, look hey, out there. Hey, hey. Look out.
He almost dropped an F-bomb.
Whoa.
Lord, man. Let's go to the first spare. Tony Alcock. 49 years old.
Made up name.
Okay.
Making things up.
All right.
PBA, professional bowler.
Okay, dude.
How about Tommy Barnhart turning 40 today?
How about it?
We're all excited.
All right.
Who's that?
Be an NFL player.
Oh.
Anybody recognize Poncho Carter?
Maine.
Love his restaurant.
Tennis?
No, he's an auto racer.
Wow, these are really spare spares you got.
You didn't leave me with much, man. Dave Cash? Anyone?
It's a feeling. Baseball. It's a Philly.
He sits on his ass while his wife is at home.
It's a great feeling of power to take all these spares away from the person who has to present them.
Gary Fensick turns 50 today.
I think we already mentioned
that.
All right.
The
Hall of Famer
there.
Sorry, shut up. Johnny Johnson turning 36 today.
The great Allman Brothers drummer.
Mm-hmm. The genius of...
Former UT defensive back?
Turning 34 on this day in history, William Selby.
Bill Selby? Red Sox?
Bill Selby.
Prospect? Is he a baseball player?
He's a Major League Baseball player.
I think he played for the Cardinals in the last couple of years. He was a Lynchburg Red Sox. That's how I...
Bill Selby?
Yeah.
He's an Indian, man.
Oh, that's right. He's an Indian man.
You know what? That's everybody else's dead on my list. That's pretty much all I have.
All right.
Sorry about that.
Now we proceed to Born on This Day, Now Dead. Carmine Coppola would have been...
Francis Ford's daddy.
Let's see. Now, what do you say about these people?
Isn't he a conductor? Some kind of musical conductor?
Yes.
Good one.
Conductor.
Now, do you actually read dates, or do you just say they're dead?
Just they're dead.
If you say how old they were would have been, if you'd want to.
Well, Carmine was born in 1910. So was Jacques Cousteau.
Calypso.
Uh-huh. Yes, he was the captain of Calypso.
He's the lovely pufferfish.
The great Vince Lombardi was born today in 1913.
Well, where is he on this list?
Well,
he's born, is he on sports?
Well,
born now dead.
Hmm.
Oh, you're saying in your list? No, that was a write-in. Yeah, I took special care of Packer legends.
I'll bet you did.
Boy, are you going to shut the door and keep out the family and lay down the Packer fleece and light some candles? And
we might review the 62 title game today.
I bet you will.
Pull out the big green and yellow vibrator.
Where we went to Yankee Stadium to show those Giants a thing or two about football.
Wasn't it a little unstable that Vince Lombardi wore a visor sometimes? Didn't that look odd with a suit and a visor?
Wasn't the best look ever. Dead on this day, still dead.
Why do you guys underrate the visor so?
I don't mind the visor,
but that was a true visor. It had like just a little strap in the back.
Yeah, it looks odd with a suit.
Well, being
a strap-on visor.
Right.
Being a bald, I've always been anti-visor.
So Vince Lombardi had a strap-on?
So, Bob, are you going to strap it on tonight?
Legitimate question.
As a bald person, no. The visor and I are at odds, so no.
Hmm.
David Brinkley was dead on this day, still dead, in 2003.
Christie's daddy.
No. Although he is hot.
Mm-hmm.
DeForest Kelly left us in 1999.
Bones.
Great. Hey, whatever you need, bro.
And Gregory Peck left us in 2003.
Gay.
Atticus.
And John Wayne, 1979.
The Gipper. What about John McKay? You going to get him?
So now you're ready to do this segment, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So him too.
The one that was all for the execution of his team? Is that the one, the John McKay?
Right. What about your execution today?
Well, where's he on here?
No, he's hidden. He's not on your list.
He was added by Tom.
Oh, okay. And Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Well, you all had some good sports this weekend. We'll see you at Summer Bash, and the Hard Line is coming up next.